Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And of course, we had to start off tonight's episode with Tribal War Cry, which is on that CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, Sheriff Kilroy project. And the reason being, we'll get to that in a little while. As you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 23. For those sending us anything like music or anything like that, you can use the email of emaxxradio@gmail.com, emaxradio@gmail.com. That man is an M period, A period, N period, abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. You can also Facebook emaxxtheeimijj. On Facebook, Emax the Image, or Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. For those listening to Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate you. You can call 646-478-0944 to be heard. Facebook, like I said, everything else that's going on, I appreciate you. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is give you three quick disclaimers so you know what's going on. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct, 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Go back on hold. Change your mind. Call back and press one. Now, the reason I'm telling you all of this is because, first of all, there was a 4.0 earthquake that hit Cleveland. The surrounding suburbs and areas, we were looking like, huh, what's that? Because we ended up with so much stuff going on, it was like, eh, no biggie. Thankfully, it wasn't worse. Also, I want to just say that isn't it interesting that tonight, wow, the Golden State Terror may be stopped. Let's see what happens. I want to also take the time to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in entertainment and music, because if I don't, well, I'll never get to it. So number 10, we'll start off with this. It's debuting the SBWG First Annual Fun and Appreciation Picnic on Facebook. It starts at 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That will be happening this coming Saturday at the Cleveland Metro Park Garfield Reservation. Number 9, debuting through Facebook for Father's Day March. More later. Number 8, debuting, you can see on Facebook, the Larchmere Porch Fest 2019. That will be 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time this coming Saturday. Number 7, you can Facebook the Impeachment Rally Cleveland, which is Saturday, June 15, 2019. More on that in a little while. Now you see why I played that track. Makes sense, don't it? Number 6, moving up, Facebook, Media and Entertainment Mixer V3, I guess that's Volume 3, which happened last Friday. Number 5, debuting Juneteenth in East Cleveland. More on that in a little while. Number 4, moving up, you can Facebook, it happened yesterday. You can definitely Facebook Eric Wilson and Friends at the Grog Shop. Number 3, debuting East Cleveland Rock the Block, Good for the Hood. More on that in a little while. Number 2, debuting Larchmere Rock the Blocks, which was yesterday on Facebook. Number 1, the biggest jump, you could Facebook Cleveland Activists Picnic and Celebration at Edgewater. And it, yesterday, too many groups to mention, but there was food, there was fun, activists getting together. That was a beautiful thing. Before I go to my phone caller, there's a reason why I try to tell people that, hey, if you hear of something going on, please just take and pull out, make sure you have your pen and everything else, because the Impeachment Rally Cleveland, Saturday, June 15th, 2019, Cleveland, Ohio. Please bring protest signs. That'll be, I believe, 11 a.m. to about 12:30. Please bring protest signs to this rally, and please share, as we just put this up after being asked not to let this day go by without participation in Cleveland. We must send a message from this pivotal city as the 2020 election nears. Women's March Cleveland and Impeachment March Cleveland will rally with activists and others at 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 15, 2019, at the Free Stamp at Willard Park, next to Cleveland City Hall, as part of a national protest to call for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. You can call 216-659-0473 for more info. We're grassroots, Greater Cleveland Activists. Other participating groups include Black on Black Crime, Inc., Carl Stumpf's Brigade, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, and Pure Women's Coalition, International Women's Day March Cleveland, RefuseFascism.org, BMAD, Protecting Our Children's Safety Before and After School, and Rebuilding Our Village. We support this protest wholeheartedly. Organizers wanted a downtown march in an impoverished city to call out the president for disregarding urban centers and as to his policies that disenfranchise Black people, women, children, migrants, the poor, and the list goes on. So, there we go. That's basically speaking what they're asking for from that end. I'm about to go back and check all my phone lines, but before I do, I want to tell people once again that I appreciate you all, at least, if nothing else, just taking a look at what happens. I'm also going to point out, before I get into any of the other announcements, I want to let people know that you can Facebook what was mentioned earlier, Father's Day March. Sunday, June the 16th, which is Father's Day, from 10 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 11 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Public Square downtown, calling all moms and dads to march for dads' rights and the safety of our children. As a matter of fact, Joe Jones of Father's Lives Matter, Damon DeFries, the Aliana DeFries Let's Make a Change Foundation, Michael Garrett, Justice for Anaya Foundation, J4A will be there. So it's just letting you know that's going to be, I think, a very phenomenal event in itself. I also wish to let people know that should you choose to, because it's kind of important for me to let people know what's happening, you can check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is Tuesdays at 5 p.m., voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow we'll have Thunder Roar Music Group. You can also check out in Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. with a period, or on YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. to check out a lot of his older music, older meaning just last year, but he had so many requests, he started up another YouTube page. If you look up Joseph P. Motley Jr., you'll hear and see some of the newer music videos just released, like Microwave Rapper, which is his solo song, as well as the classic that just made a video to it by request, massive request, Delete Obsolete by Mr. Powers. Look for Hurricane Bang edition thereof coming up soon. Before I go to the phone lines, I also want to make sure that people know what's happening. So I will tell people as I move down the line, you could Facebook if you chose to. Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And also, I'm a Superwoman Radio on Facebook, or Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. And if you'd like to, you can go to the web for blackonblackcleveland.com, or OPN Radio is on weupradio.com Mondays at 6 p.m. Boom, let's go to the first phone caller, 216-400. 216-400, how you doing?
Doing fine. And what I will do right now is the same as I do for the mothers. And I recite this, that every godly father within the home is but a king upon the throne. So let this be our daily prayer. We thank you, God, for placing him there. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Well, thank you so much. May you definitely keep the line, hold the line, and we hope to have some things that you like.
Thank you.
And you are welcome. And we have a couple more phone callers to get to. I can appreciate that. I really can. I am going to say that last Saturday at 14064 Euclid Avenue, 44112, world famous Superfly Barbershop, along with H-Jazz Music, Brother to Brother International, so that's Brother to Brothers International, held a Good for the Hood Rock the Block party in East Cleveland. It was free barbecue, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Now, Flowmasters did a live show at Suave and E-Dub. Eric Wilson, Scratch Paper Productions, reprised their show for a headline performance for almost 3 hours with guest Rob Solo, Joe Little of the Platinum Plus, Rude Boys, Team Goldstein, Councilman at Large, East Cleveland's Nate Martin from East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club, Sheriff Kilroy, Hip Hop's David Ruffin, Cherish the Love, and gave away wristbands to children and at least 10 free CMHA CDs to the first ones asked. Maddie P's Flowers gave flowers to the Queens, Sister to Sisters. Heavenly host Cheryl Wagner was there. Eric Wilson gave free downloads to his new My Dolo CD. I think he just released the instrumental of My Dolo. GMS Shakespeare, GMS Hood Famous TVs, Kim Rod did Hula Hoopin', and the Love Bus owner even showed up. That was a powerful thing in itself. I think honorable mention always goes to the Parade, the Circle. Even though they didn't hit the top 10, it's because they know what they're doing. People just go to see them without that much promotion. So got to give credit where credit is due. I'm also going to take the time before I go to the next phone caller, get some things out of the way, and let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7 15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, East 152nd and St. Clair Intersection, and Euclid Avenue with the number 1, number 37, and number 28 bus pass by. We will definitely hear from this coming week. Wow. Miss Phyllis from the Spotlight Social Center Cafe. Also, for people who want to, you can check out the Fred Barkley Live Group. Man, I'm getting these announcements out of the way early. Let me go through and see what's happening with the 216-682 phone number, because they're probably calling to tell me, hey, I don't care when you hold your meetings. I just hope they ban you sometime. 216-682, how are you?
Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter, doing really good. Had our annual first community activist picnic yesterday. Absolutely awesome. You know what? A couple of things that went down over the last couple of weeks, lead poisoning. We had a camp out, sleep out, black on black crime, Black Men Army, Black Lives Matter, Father's Lives Matter, just to name a few that were there. Lord and behold, right after that sleep out, they had meetings on how to change lead poisoning. So that's proof right there that we're out there and we're making stuff move that should be moving. We went down and did some jail protests. All of a sudden, United States Marshal Service marched into the jail, seized all kinds of files. I know there's several investigations going on. There's charges that are being, going against corrections officers. Father's Lives Matter on Father's Day, we're going to be having a Father's Day march for equal rights, going from Public Square down to Domestic Relations Court, where decisions are made daily on visitation and custody issues on children. Thing about father's rights is when you discriminate against a dad, you put a child's safety and health in serious jeopardy. That's why we need to get back to the what's in the best interest of the children. At 1 p.m. At the Art Museum, the Frees and Michael Garrett, along with Father's Lives Matter, will be holding the event there. And then at 5 p.m. at West Park Cemetery on Ridge and Clinton Road, it's best to go to Clinton Road. We're going to be doing a balloon release for all deceased fathers. If you have a deceased father, definitely be there. We will be adding your dad's name to a balloon, and we'll be honoring all fathers that are not with us anymore and doing a balloon release. So, but I want to thank everybody for everything that you're doing.
Man, we appreciate you as well. I'm going to ask you, please, can you tell people, how to get in contact with you?
Father's Lives Matter on Twitter, Father's Lives Matter on Facebook, or look up Jones Joe, send me a friend request. And everybody sends me a friend request, automatically add them to the Father's Lives Matter page. So, but you can find us. And then if it's an emergency, 216-682-8341. That's 216-682-8341. My phone never shuts off.
Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate you. Feel free to hold a line, and I look forward to working with you for the rest of this week. Thank you for the info.
Thanks, brother.
No problem. As a matter of fact, as I look at things now, hold on, before I go to the next phone caller. Hold up. Okay. I have to say, Chew Music, did you have the nerve to call me while I'm on my radio show right now? Brother Chew, but he has something to do with the birthday present that's coming up. I can tell you a little bit about it before I go to 216-205, because I just want to bring this up because you know that my 50th birthday is definitely on June 24th, and I promise to get back more than any other month of my life since June is my month to at least give something back to the 216-440 region. Now, on June the 1st, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop in Shakespeare, Brother Shakespeare, JMS Shakespeare, gave out $100 for the best performer. Now, Ronnie B. won that. Plus, we had Father's Day messages and giveaways. June the 2nd to June the 3rd, we slept outside for 16 hours for the children. You had Dolores Gray gave away play tickets. We gave out knowledge. We slept outside for 16 hours for the children with plenty of giveaways and definite messages as well. Now then, this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Juneteenth. And I'm involved with that. I have up to at least a few more giveaways. Now, somebody may do more than me in the future for their birthday month. Break my record. But I'm doing my best to set the bar so high for myself, I'm hoping and praying somebody does. If they do, I'd be extra happy because that means you've improved the region for 216-440 on your own. Peace, I'm done. I'm getting off this 14-foot step ladder, done with that part of the soapbox. But before I do, I should let people know, since I'm bringing it up, that the Council of Elders East Cleveland presents the celebration of Juneteenth, East Cleveland Commemoration 2019. Friday, 3 p.m., June the 14th, 400 years forum at the East Cleveland Public Library. That's 3 p.m. Afterwards, there's a free reception. Saturday, June 15th is the noon community cookout at Patterson Park. All right? Now, the reason I'm saying that is because during this event of Patterson Park in East Cleveland, right off of Eddy Road, you'll have such performers such as Hip Hop's David Ruffin, 1008 Vision, GMS Hood Famous TV, Black House Sounds, HDS Music, Proprietor ENT, Miss Quetto, Varsity Music, Thunder Roar Music Group, and the list is going and going and going, and speakers. Sunday, is the Festival of Arts tribute to our heroes and sheroes, dinner and showcase, which will be at Bristol Manor, 14035 Euclid Avenue. That's on Father's Day. The doors are open at 5:30 p.m. for the showcase. Heroes, Mr. Charlie Bibb, Dr. Paul Hill, Dr. Edward Parker, Sheroes, Jacqueline Gillian, Honey Bell Bay, Carolyn Cockfield, live entertainment, talent showcase featuring the best of the Midwest performance and visual artists. Visual artists showcase will be from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. I do believe that date is dinner and showcase, adults $20, children $10. That's from 3 to 8. The showcase only is adults 10, children $5, under 4, free with parents, and that's from 6 to 8. So for anybody who needs anything else or want to know more, they can find out about that third day and even about vendors at the free event on Saturday, 216-703-2402. That's what's happening. I appreciate everybody. I'm going to go to the phone line to see what's happening with 216-205. They've been on the phone for so long, they're probably going to say, you know something? I thought Juneteenth, they should have outlawed your behind, and you just don't realize a couple of years later that your show's been outlawed. 216-205, I want to hear from you. How are you doing out there? 216-205, going once, 205, going twice, 205, going thrice. I appreciate you for not hanging up. You just made my life a whole lot easier. You went along with the rules, and I appreciate that. I might check back with them because they might be watching the game, and I wouldn't blame them if they were. I'm going to get rid of two announcements. I'll go and check back with who else might be on the phone line. Announcement number one, because of our meeting this coming Wednesday, I will have the petition that needs to be signed by Clevelanders due to persistent arbitrators' bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public. We, the underlined, advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Committee for Social Justice, signatures on this petition must be from only one county and written in ink. I will have those. Trying to do my best. We're going to get those filled. I also want to let people know that Black on Black Crime, Inc., headquarters, Black on Black Crime, Incorporated, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Black on Black Crime, Inc. meetings are every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Community Ministry Sunday at 10 a.m. Youth and Family Marriage Counseling by appointment, Pastor Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims, and Tragedy. Grief Support, Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repasts under 100 people inquire at 216-804-7462, 216-280-3580, or 216-253-4070. We are able to provide you space, pastor, flowers, special pricing. Ah, and the flowers that came out at the Rock the Block party that I talked about. Floral arrangements by Maddie B's Flowers, 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. Hey, that's it. Let people know that we're at least doing our best to give you some information to let you know what might be happening, because if I don't do that, then I'm just as guilty as anybody else from hiding things from the people. As I look at things, I'm happy because I'm like, hey, I'm getting rid of a lot of different information. So with that being said, I want to have a little bit of fun, add some levity, but every once in a while, I just want to have a little bit of fun just because, CMHA, why not? This is the spotlight vocal who make it out there to Juneteenth, the singer himself, E-Max the Image. There it is.
Short hair, she can be
Well, all right. You know, the Coalition to Stop the Inhumanity at the Cuyahoga County Jail. While we formed, Cuyahoga County Jail is operating under a state of constant crisis, endangering the health and safety of detainees, inmates, and staff alike on a daily basis. The jail is underfunded, understaffed, poorly administered, and intentionally overcrowded, giving rise to a chaotic and perilous environment. Inside the jail walls, detainees, inmates are regularly denied access to adequate medical, mental, health care, hygienic conditions, movement, sufficient and edible food, access to religion, and access to their attorneys. The conditions violate the 1st, 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution. Those in power have long been on notice of the horrific conditions and constitutional deprivations occurring daily, yet have failed to remedy things in a timely or effective manner. Meanwhile, 8 people have died inside since June 2018, and nearly 60 have attempted suicide. You can sign the petition online at bit.ly/JAILCO, bit.ly/jailco. You can also Facebook at Jail Coalition. You can attend the next coalition meeting June 27th at the Kanemu Lighthouse Community Center, 966 East 105, Cleveland, Ohio. Who we are, what we do, what we value is all on this sheet. You can go there and pick up the sheet for yourself so you can find out what they're all about. I also want to at least throw it out there and just say that I find it very interesting that I'm thankful. I'm thankful. People ask, why do you do what you do? Does it make sense? Well, my thing is this. If we hadn't gone out there hundreds of people deep, all right, to the county jail, even the county council meetings, and we hadn't done that, if the coalition hadn't done that and brought the media into it, you wouldn't have had, especially the past week, where Cuyahoga County Council is expected to consider a charter amendment that would take the selection of a sheriff out of the hands of the county executive. Think about it. If you're appointed by the county executive, are you going to really respond back and say, hey, the county executive is wrong on this, 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 or we need to do this, that, and other when your job's at stake? Everybody's not nutty like me to stand up to their employer, just saying. So with that being said, it's being proposed by Council President Dan Brady and Councilman Michael Gallagher. The amendment also would require higher qualifications for the sheriff and boost the starting pay from $111,000 a year to about $130,000. Now, the main thing is legislation that was listed on the council's agenda called for putting the proposed amendment on the November ballot. The approval of the legislation would require 8 of the 11 council members, a supermajority. If voters approved the measure in November, a primary would be held in the spring of 2020, and the next sheriff would be selected in the 2020 general election. The sheriff went from an elected to an appointed position in 2009 when county voters approved the charter form of county government. Cuyahoga County is the only one of Ohio's 88 counties that does not elect its sheriff. The only, did you hear that? The only county of Ohio's 88 counties that doesn't elect its sheriff. And since the change to a charter government, some critics have periodically called for a return to an elected sheriff. I think by us going down there when 9 inmates overall have died over the last 12 months and the U.S. Marshal's Office found inhumane conditions in the jails. And, of course, the current sheriff, Clifford Pinckney, announced last month that he's retiring effective August the 2nd. The Boonish appointed cited personal reasons. And there's a pending lawsuit filed by a former jail medical official that claims that Pinckney was cut out of decision-making at the jails by the then jail director, Ken Mills and Armand Boonish. Wow. So, with that being said, I do believe that that is one of the main reasons why you look at activism and you say, hey, they deserve to cook out because they've been busy working. That's a major thing. I am going to at least take a look and say that before I do anything else, I think I find it very amazing just because sometimes you never know what the hell's going on, but if you're wondering why, they are having something called, again, I just want to call it out there to make sure I'm calling it right, because people just need to know that the impeachment rally, Cleveland, Saturday, June 15, 2019, which is going on at the Free Stamp, about East 9th, Lakeside. You won't miss it. There's a big stamp that says free by City Hall. But it's interesting because, for me, I look at these things, and all I can say is this can't be real. But, unfortunately, it is real because this is just a little 9-foot step ladder from a soapbox. It's very interesting that Commander and Dunst said, I want a boycott for AT&T to force changes in CNN. Now, of all people, President Donald Trump on Monday of the past week, not today, but the past week, called for a boycott of AT&T to force big changes at subsidiary CNN, which Trump often accuses of biased and negative coverage of his administration. I believe that if people stopped using or subscribing to AT&T, they would be forced to make big changes at CNN, which is dying in the ratings anyway. It is so unfair with such bad fake news. He also misspelled the word stopped. It's very interesting because, for me, I just look at it because representatives for AT&T did not immediately respond to a request or comment, but they have definitely had to, in the past, you know, push back on Trump's criticism. You know, the network said, and I believe November of 2017, that it's not CNN's job to represent the U.S. to the world. That's yours. That's kind of true. I imagine how idiotic it would have been. I would have had to take the same approach to him and say, you know something? That's kind of ignorant if we had had, I don't know, for lack of a better term, former President Barack Obama saying, you know, my fellow Americans, we need to boycott Fox News because they're unfair to my presidential sitting at the White House. And Hannity is so mean. That would have sounded like somebody crying over spilled milk. If you're doing your job, you already know you're going to be criticized. I mean, Trump did run on moral Christian values. Okay, I just missed a chapter in the Bible that said, just grab them in the. But the thing is, they crucified his scripture, the Messiah, Yahshua the Messiah, Jesus, what have you. They crucified him, right? So the thing is, what the hell are you going to get? What the hell are any of us going to get? I don't see it becoming any easier for people out there. They're just not. As a matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. Since I don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to take a break. Oh, might as well play this because I haven't played it in a little while. Everybody's talking about the training camp coming up. Odell Beckham, everything else. Let's play this Suave Gotti for the GMS Music Group, GMS Hood Famous TV. That dog.
Welcome, out of town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry, oh,
Dog and Dobie.
Our defenders are fat boys screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Moored on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David knows who about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, anointed, white stripes. The Seed Town Lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs up the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys. We want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on. Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on. Joe Schobert on. Jarvis Landry holding his own. Going long. Put it live on your iPhone. A message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons. It's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor. Joe Batonio. Terrence Mitchell. That's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snap the interception. We the greatest on the field. All you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley. Surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett. That's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We're gonna shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Dog Nation, and in case you missed it, that song also featured the guitar work of the Dazz Band's very own Mike Calhoun. So, as we get ready for this coming season, I want to go through and just, there are a couple of things that I might have went to get to. I just didn't. I pull out the 18-foot step ladder for the simple fact I really do need to just pull it out. A lot of people look at, well, wherever things go, so goes the nation. And see, a lot of people might not remember, but what happened on March 15, 2019, in Cleveland, as a Trump supporter drove the Build the Wall float past New Zealand mourners at Cleveland City Hall as a vigil that was organized by Christians, Jews, and Muslims. Christians, Jews, Muslims, and Muslims at Cleveland City Hall to remember the 49 people who were killed in Christchurch, New Zealand, which was interrupted, I believe it was on a Friday, by a President Donald Trump supporter that drove the Build the Wall float. And mourners looked on in disbelief as the float rolled past the memorial blaring music. The driver, Robert Cortes of Michigan, then made a second pass and played God Bless America. Cortes told Cleveland 19 he was leaving the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and happened to drive by City Hall as the memorial was being held. Speakers, including Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson, stayed on script and focused on the tragedy instead of the disruption. And it was very, very interesting because a lot of people looked and said, wait a second. Now, the thing was, there was a resolution that, you know, earlier on that Friday, disapproving Trump's emergency declaration. It did pass the House and the Senate, was vetoed by the president on that Friday afternoon. Now, it was very interesting because it was an emergency declaration that he tried to put to get $8 billion to build barriers along the U.S.-Mexico border. So as I look at that and see how that went, again, how goes your commander-in-chief is what goes along through with the president. And so the reason I say that is because if you're looking at why the impeachment march is going on this coming Saturday, 11 a.m., it was because President Donald Trump appeared to insinuate, I want to make sure that I know almost the date, but I believe that it all around that time, March 15th, and people are looking at that when President Donald Trump appeared to insinuate in that interview during that time frame, you might remember it, he said to the police, military, and Bikers for Trump, he said, well, my supporters could turn violent against Democrats because he said, you know, the left plays a tougher game. It's very funny. I actually think that the people on the right are tougher, but they don't play it tougher, okay? I believe he might have been doing an interview with Bradford News, and he said, I could tell you I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of the Bikers for Trump. I have the tough people, but they don't play it tough until they go to a certain point, and then it would be very bad, very bad. He added that the left plays it cuter and tougher, like with all the nonsense that they do in Congress. Now, a lot of Democrats at that time, they interpreted it as a threat. I believe Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, a couple of others that took a look at it and said, hey, this is definitely not good. Now, my thing is, I look at that and I say, wow, people, and you wonder why a lot of people are saying, okay, we need to at least check on this one, deal with it. Now, you look at it, and I'm going to say that I find it very interesting. Why would I find all of this very interesting? Is because for those people who might not have paid attention, there was a key Republican who came out and breaking with the party, the GOP lawmaker said that Trump's conduct reaches the threshold of impeachment. So now you have a conservative who's saying that. And like I say, I find it very interesting because for those who might not have taken a look at it, Representative Justin Amash, who's a Republican of Michigan, who even considered a run against President Trump in 2020, became the first member of his party serving in Congress to publicly suggest that the president's conduct had reached the threshold of impeachment. Now, Amash is 39 years old. He used Mr. Trump's favorite medium, Twitter, to join a groundswell of Democrats who have concluded that the president's behavior, including instances of potential obstruction of justice laid out in the report by the special counsel, Robert S. Mueller, the third, met the constitutional threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. He said, President Trump has engaged in impeachable conduct. in a series of messages after reading the redacted version of the 448-page report before somebody says, well, that's not that bad. Remember, from the same people, Republicans, even myself, have said that, wait a minute, why in the hell is Armand Budish redacting the reports about the jail and even Department of Children and Family Services? It's not working. So the reason being is that Mr. Amash did say that Mueller's report revealed that President Trump engaged in specific action and a pattern of behavior that met the threshold for impeachment. Now, I find that very interesting because, again, I need to look at and say, if I'm looking at this and reading it clearly, which it did say, I just want to say that I found it also very interesting that Jeff Flake, all right, now, for those who are wondering, why does that name sound familiar? Jeff Flake was basically speaking. He's the former Republican senator, and I do mean that. He is the former one, but he had a few things that he added on, and basically he said, better a Democrat win in 2020 than Trump. Now, to be very fair with that statement, which I make it every attempt to do so, I feel that it's also very interesting to add that everybody talks about certain things. They talk about people not doing enough or the conservative party not doing enough. Well, here's my question. It's very interesting that when he served in the Senate, Flake was one of the president's most vocal Republican critics, despite being a staunch conservative who almost always voted with the GOP majority. But rather than running what was likely to be a losing re-election battle, Flake opted to retire. Now, some Republicans have urged Flake to run against Trump. My thing is, as I look at that, I have to say that I find it very interesting that when you add some of those things to the mix, I have to say, wait a minute. Next time somebody goes and questions about what the conservatives should be doing or that, let's be fair. Let's be extremely fair. Has anybody questioned the Democrat, Nancy Pelosi? And I'm going to say why. If your job is to listen to your people, and a lot of your colleagues are out there demanding that Trump be impeached, and a lot of people across the nation are marching and demanding he's to be, impeached. If you sit there and say, well, it's going to take a lot of hard work, well, it needs to be more of this, not on just certain party lines, and this, that, and other, then you're not doing the job you were sent there to do when the basic people around you are saying what you need to do. So right now, Nancy Pelosi, has no kahunas. I can honestly say that. Because some of the ones who you would think wouldn't have the kahunas, they're the ones standing up and bringing certain things out. I mean, here's one thought for you that you need to say as I go back to my 18-foot step ladder, is that when I look at it, when you have somebody like Senator Mitt Romney, Republican Utah, who says that President Donald Trump could substantially improve his game in helping shape the nation's character. And in a wide-ranging interview, Mitt Romney said, the possibility of Trump's impeachment, he said, hey, he just voiced his displeasure with the controversial Alabama abortion law signed last week. Romney has definitely been openly critical of Trump during the 2016 campaign and has occasionally voiced displeasure with him since. But even Mitt Romney said, I think young people as well as people around the world look at the president of the United States and say, does he exhibit the kind of qualities that we would want to emulate? And those are qualities of humility, of honesty, integrity. And those are things where I think there's been some call where the president has distanced himself from some of the best qualities of the human character. Now, my thing is, it was very, very interesting because Romney said he does not believe most Americans are in favor of impeaching Trump, but he does say that he has thinks they're considering impeachment, have to look also at the jury, which would be the Senate. And he did say, though, as I read the report, I was troubled by it. It was very disappointing for a number of reasons. Now, he does say, to be fair, it did not suggest to me this was time to call for impeachment. I don't think impeachment is the right way to go, but at least he's critical. And my thing is this, as I look at everything, it's very interesting that if the Conservative Party is looking at this, I wonder, where are, quote-unquote, the ones who are supposed to be representing things on the Republican end? Then again, living my black life. Fred, Ballhead, Fred, Fred Ra, Fred, whatever you call him. Hey.
Ain't no need for that violence, now quiet. Just need some self-control. Quick to pick up a gun, yo, you need to slow your roll. Whoa, no, punk, yo, don't make me go and shake it. Too many cowards out here, and they thinking that they gangsters. We at war, they don't really want peace. I see y'all street thuggin', cause y'all as bad as the police. Cause y'all killers, real. When y'all see them dirty cops, y'all ain't trying to pull them triggers. When y'all see the police, y'all need to scatter. I ain't dying over petty, my black life matter, come on. So what the f*** is you wildin' for? Shots in the club with foe. Come on. When you see the police, why you? Come on. Come on. I see the violence won't cease, so I'm protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. Trying to get shot by you. Yeah, yo, they quick to put you in a slammer. Police don't give a fair, shoot you on camera. They evil, and they treat you like a slow burner. Gotta duck them f***ing kids, cause they getting away with murder. Check it, you can run, but you can't hide. Yo, I'm God, I ain't got no time for devilish vibes. Wicked minds don't not hunt, and they wanna clown me. Rest in peace, Amir Rice, and they wanna Mike Brown me. Ain't no justice in this country, and it never was peace. When you hear them f***ing sirens, that's the sound of defeat. They won't cease. They love to pick a fight with us. Illuminati cops out here blood sacrificing us, fighting us. Yo, it's hard to get out they sight. When I'm getting pulled over, I don't know if I'ma die tonight. Leave me alone, I had a day. You ain't gotta break the law, they gon' f*** with your ass anyway. So what the f*** is you wildin' for? Run, run, come on. You harassing me, cop, with foe. I'm protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Run, protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you, protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you, protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Bushwick Bill, born Richard Stephen Shaw on December 8, 1966, in Kingston, Jamaica. His father was a merchant marine. His mother was a maid. Shaw was born with dwarfism and was listed at 3 feet 8 inches tall. We lost a little giant. Definitely, we did lose Bushwick Bill. I'm going to at least say that give me at least 60 seconds.
Now, Gordon. Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Yeah, you now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for, and I will blow.
Okay, and I'd like to say, hey, Vanessa Stasher, did you have the nerve to call me when I'm live on the radio? Anyway, like I was saying before I leave out of here, we lost Bushwick Bill, a.k.a. Richard Stephen Shaw. He was born December 6, 1966, 3 feet, 8 inches tall. And Shaw got his start in the music industry in 1986 as a member of the Ghetto Boys. He was a dancer known as Lil Billy. He later transitioned to rapping and was featured on the Ghetto Boys' debut album, Making Trouble, in 1988. The album received little attention and negative reviews, which led to Rap-A-Lot dropping all members from the group, except for Bill and DJ Ready Red. Soon after, Rap-A-Lot CEO Jay Prince recruited Scarface and Willie D, two local aspiring artists out of Texas, as the second incarnation of the group. The new lineup began recording together in 1988 and their debut project as a group and second overall for the Ghetto Boys, Grip It, on the Other Level, which was released in 1989 to much better reception, being considered a classic album and one of the earliest entries into the hardcore genre. It was around the time that the group's lyrical content began to generate controversy, which was multiplied in 1991 when the cover of the group's third album, We Can't Be Stopped, depicted a graphic image of Bill moments after he shot himself during an argument with his girlfriend. Nevertheless, the album went on to be their most successful to that point, being certified platinum in 1992. Bushwick Bill can be heard on the album The Chronic by Dr. Dre. He appeared in the video of Dre Day as one of Eazy-E's fellow rappers. In 1998, the album No Surrender, No Retreat was dedicated to his friend Gil Epstein, a Fort Bend County prosecutor was shot dead in Houston, Texas in 1996. In June 2013, Bushwick toured. He toured with the Ghetto Boys and was finishing an album, which was projected to be released later that year. And, you know, it's very, very interesting. 2006, he did become a born-again Christian. And, you know, he had a few problems here and there. But on May 1st, 2019, Shaw revealed that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So the thing is, that's been the main thing. He passed June 9th, 2019. Talk to you all. See you at some events. Peace.